USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking the FBI to find evidence of criminal activity in the Biden family's foreign business deals. Senator Grassley's office saying investigative staff has reviewed FBI records. The Iowa senator is specifically looking for Biden business deals connected with the communist Chinese regime. More than 9 million Americans could be losing out on money by not filing a federal tax return for 2021. The IRS started sending letters to those individuals and families who could miss out on payments through tax credits last week. That includes the last round of stimulus checks, child tax credits for up to $3,600 per child, and earned income tax credits. The Biden administration wants to make it easier to apply for student loan forgiveness.
This is a game changer for millions of Americans. We get moving. And it took an incredible amount of effort to get this website done in such a short time.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden announced the launch of the new studentaid.gov portal where millions of Americans eligible can apply to get their student loan debt canceled. Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine continues. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Kyiv was hit by multiple explosions Monday that Ukrainian officials say were caused by Iranian drones fired by Russian forces. Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces stepped up attacks last week as he ordered a missile bombardment of Kyiv and cities across Ukraine, hitting infrastructure and residential areas. The United States promised advanced air defense systems and to give $725 million in additional defense aid to Ukraine.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
The Supreme Court is hearing the case of a Denver artist and business owner accused of violating Colorado's anti-discrimination law by stating on her website that she will deny wedding services to same-sex couples because of her Christian beliefs. Artist Lori Smith tells Fox and Friends First more about her case.
I'm a designer and I want to design for weddings, but Colorado is censoring my speech. So I'm grateful that the United States Supreme Court is going to hear my case and hopefully weigh in to protect the right to speak freely for all Americans.
Those who violate the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act can be fined up to $500 for each offense. Supporters of the law say it prevents discrimination by business owners. Rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, is delving into the digital market by acquiring social media company Parler. Parliament Technologies CEO George Farmer says Ye came after them after he was booted off Twitter and Instagram.
He said that free speech is an inalienable right. You know, free speech is something that we all must strive towards. He's very excited about this.
Ye's accounts were recently disabled over anti-Semitic posts. Nevada Democratic lawmakers are considering a ban on the sale of gasoline-powered cars by 2035. The state lawmakers want to pass legislation similar to California's. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.